This is CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Wall Street Journal reporting, The Telegraph in London reporting, The Jerusalem Post reporting. The strikes near what is described as a Isfahan nuclear facility. For example, Telegraph, Israel gave last-minute warning to U.S. before attacking Iran. Guards keep watch at Isfahan nuclear facility is the photograph accompanying that story. When we go to the Times of Israel, Iran says no retaliation planned as both sides seek distance from Isfahan attack. And then we look at the Wall Street Journal and much the same concern, not only about the fact that the exchange seems to be ending, but that Isfahan is mentioned repeatedly. I welcome Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, because for 2 years, Henry and I have been discussing a nuclear site in Ukraine called Zaporizhia. The question here is, what is the conversation now about nuclear sites in combat zones, whether it's a nuclear power plant or what is suspect in Isfahan is an enrichment plant. Henry, a very good evening to you. Nuclear weapons have a way of showing up in combat zones these days, and it's not clear to me after 2 years of your inquiries that the U.S. has thought through how this changes the map of combat. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Again, it's great to be on your show. Thank you for having me on it. The Nonproliferation Policy Education Center held a simulation in December of last year in which missile exchanges went across the border. We argued then that the supposition that Iran would never explicitly attack Israel's sovereign territory was probably something that needed to be experimented with, because I didn't think, and others didn't think, that that would hold up. Well, we were right on that point. And what happens after that is quite exciting. It includes, finally, nuclear exchanges between Israel and Iran. I don't think that game has yet been played, even in classified form, because there are rules against any public employee who has a clearance saying Israel has nuclear weapons in public. So one protection would be not to even think about this. We need to start thinking about it now.
My observation also about the exchange in these last days is that the missiles get through and that air defense is good, but it's not 100%. And when you're dealing with nuclear sites, 100% is necessary. One observation of the way Israel retaliated was to show that air defenses that Iran has, its systems that it has from Russia, and I'm told makeshift defenses over the years, including old American stuff, the Hawkeye air defense system, to demonstrate that Israel can strike what it wants and where it wants. I find it most compelling, though, Henry, that we're dealing with always talk about Dimona, the nuclear power plant in Israel, always talk about nuclear sites in Iran, as if that's a signal as opposed to an actual combat advantage.
Well, you know, it's a speculation, of course, on our part, because so far those sites have not been explicitly targeted by Iran or Israel. But boy, there's this phrase, tickling the tail of the dragon, which is a reference to an experiment of bringing two hemispheres of plutonium together in such a way that the person doing the experiment dies. And I think they're getting awfully close to tickling fate and a lot of uncertainties. And the idea that all these things can be properly juggled and calculated in the future when missile defenses may work or would not work, missile offenses may be better or not, there are a lot of imponderables. So we're in a new realm of sort of more exciting military exchanges between Israel and Iran. Before, they would never admit that they had crossed into each other's territory and done anything. That's behind us.
you have experience with wargaming this for many years. And when you heard of the attack on Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Holy Land, were you surprised? What were your first thoughts, Henry, having been through this in speculation?
Well, the Israeli top military 2 years ago started to say precision unmanned missiles, drones, ballistic missiles, are increasing in their accuracy and number in northern Lebanon, and we have to probably wipe out all of the residences there, because that's where they're making these things, perhaps, and we'll just give them a warning. And we need to understand that this threat is greater or at least equal to any nuclear threat, because it can disable us without necessarily us having any recourse but to go nuclear ourselves. Well, we're in the game now. We're seeing the curtain raise on his apprehensions. And I don't know. I mean, I think, you've got to hope that somehow the politics and policies of these two countries somehow change before they find out how far this can go.
And your observation about the next step in nuclear wargaming, is it now needed for that story to advance without guardrails about using nuclear weapons?
I think it would be great to get the Israelis and Americans at a minimum to game out all sorts of missile exchanges that are non-nuclear and sort of understand the escalation possibilities. One of the things that's kind of disturbing is the Israelis gave us notice hours at best before they did this. And I think one of the key elements that will determine how future exchanges go is the level of trust that Israel has in the United States. And if it doesn't have much trust, it will do it alone, whatever it is. And, we'll be catching the flak after it hits. I don't know how you close that gap right now, because the politics in Israel of being tough are really, really on steroids at this point.
And does the Pentagon want to avoid that? Is that why they won't do the game without guardrails?
Well, I have no idea what they've done or what they think, but I do think we need to be publicly, as citizens and observers, asking our government to think this through as much as they can with our allies and our friends, and that would include Israel.
And these last days of waiting for the retaliation, did you think they'd strike near a, quote, again, nuclear site? Did that come to you as we were waiting?
Well, certainly it was in our game. I was, worried about that. I know some of my students who were in that game wrote me saying, we're getting word that this might happen.
Right.
But what actually occurred was just one step short of that.
Henry Sikorski, Executive Director, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Baxter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,